You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here again at William Hill. It's Friday, August the 3rd. It's day 5 of the Galway Festival and we've got another action-packed card for you this evening. Starting at 5:10, the highlight on the card comes in the shape of the Guinness Handicap, which is a premier handicap over a mile and a half at 6:50. Got some good quality jump racing as well towards the back end of the card, with two very competitive handicaps, including the very prestigious Guinness Galway Blazers Handicap Chase, which is almost a little bit of a mock run of the Galway Plate, which of course took part on Wednesday. A little bit more parity, let's say, was brought back to the betting ring yesterday. One or two fancied horses going in. And with the ground continuing to sort of dry out a little bit and the rails movements, generally speaking, on the flat and hurdles courses, we should get a decent enough surface there tonight for once at Ballybrit, rather than the swamp and the horrible conditions that the horses have been running in. We begin with the 5:10, which is a 7-furlong maiden, and straight away the horse that I'd like to take on at the prices here would be Coral Beach, who up to now has been a model of consistency but a slightly frustrating figure for the Aidan O'Brien stable. Just not overly convinced with her general attitude under pressure. She's looked a little bit of a reluctant hero on several occasions, and I thought she had every chance to win the last day at Fairy House, but didn't. She got a good draw and she is up in trip, so she might that be able to help her, but I'd soon look elsewhere at the prices anyway. And that brings in Cosmic Horizon into the focus of attention here. Could have done with a better draw, of course, this cart by Exhilaration, but shaped really well on debut down in Belliestown the other day when finding the firm ground and the track at all against him in the early stages. But he did not finish his race off well behind Lethal Turbo, who was well positioned throughout. And I thought there's plenty more to come from Joseph O'Brien's charge. And if he can piece it all together today, then he must have some kind of chance of at least making the frame around about the 4-1, 9-2 top price mark this morning.
Race 2.
On to the 5:45. Very competitive stuff here. I quite like ZZ Gazelle here from locally trained Amin O'Connell stable. This filly was unlucky to start to go at Cork, went into my notebook and duly landed a punt the other day down in Tipperary, tends it to 5-1, handling the conditions, staying on very strongly to win by four lengths going away with plenty in hand. Hence the handicap has ridden a £13, but I think that's more than fair. And Dylan Hogan comes in for a valuable seven off, nicely drawn. I think this track will be right up her straight the way she came home last time out, really grabbing the ground and looking as though the further trip will suit. So this three-year-old filly by Fast Company looks a really confident choice here. Adam at 5-1 top price with William Hill this morning in the 5:45.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:15, which is the Guinness Irish Fillies maiden over a mile and a half. And Lure of the Sea is very alluring bet here for the Dermot Wells stable. Of course, Dermot, the master of Rosewell, got off the mark yesterday with a timely winner. And there's a good chance this filly by Sea of the Stars will follow suit, following a very eye-catching, promising run at the Curragh, first time out back in the middle of June when she was second behind Joseph O'Brien's very experienced Tissiak, who clocked a very good sectional, by the way, from three out. But Lure of the Sea was doing all her best work at the end. She made up probably six or seven lengths in the latter stages. To only get beat a couple of lengths, Park Bloom, who was fourth, has gone on to Frank the Fum subsequently and win back at the track next time out. So odds around about even money, 10 to 11, don't look too bad in the context of tonight's race for Lure on the Sea, the confident choice there in the 6:15.
Race 4.
On to the big race of the night then, prestige-wise, and look no further than Limony from the Willie Mullins stable. Willie's had an unbelievable week. Yet again, those rich, richy colours seen to good effect yesterday in the shape of Sharjah. And there's every hope that this 7-year-old mare by Poncha Celeb will end up in the winner's enclosure as well for Connections tonight, following what can only be described as a very eye-catching, stroke-promising run at the festival on day one, when runner-up behind Urendale stabbed a companion in what was a very competitive amateur rider contest. So much so that the front two pulled well clear of the rest. They actually quickened up unbelievably well, these two. They sprinted up the running. They did 27.1 from the 2 furlong pole, and that was miles better than Premier League split time, who won the 7 furlong handicap on the same card. So basically, these two horses were coming home at 6-7 furlong speed off the back of a 2 mile race, and it wasn't a slowly run one as well either. There was plenty of pace on early. So this horse has clearly got plenty of quality. And you were left the impression, actually, watching that race, I was in the studio that day, thinking that this horse could do some damage dropping back in trip. Well, mile and a half tonight is exactly what Connections have resorted to straight away, and I think that's a really wise move. All her best form in her native France was over distances in and around the mile and a half mark. Nicely drawn, ground in her favour. Horse has just got almost got gears to burn. I'd expect Limonee to give Rich Richie yet another big winner here at the festival on day five. On to the 7:25. No matter what happens to William Mullins's horses throughout the course of the early part of the evening, Wicklow Brave will definitely give him another winner in the 7:25. Not a lot I could add here. What punters don't already know, he's going to be about a 5-1 shot. It's a real buyer's money bet, but he comes in great order. He won at Killarney last time out on the flat. And, of course, the time before, he was second to Joey Sasser in the Grimes Hurdle at Tipperary. A race, of course, which Charger was third in. So his form under both codes is very solid. And Morga is the only obvious threat, but that horse hasn't had a run so far this season. So, like I say, this should really be a penalty kick, providing Wicklow Brave is in the right kind of mood.
Race number six.
On to the 7:25 then, and another competitive race here in the shape of the Galway Blazers. Now, this race is always a bit of a tradition with the locals here. You get one or two horses plotted up knowing that they're not going to get into the big race itself. And the one that stands out here is Snugsborough Benny, of course, who ran in the Galway Plate trial, in inverted commas, down at Limerick the last day. And although he finished third, he left the impression he should have won that day. He was punted from 6-7-1 top price in the morning into 5-2. And he looked all the way through that race as though he was going to land the gamble. He came there absolutely cantering two out. But unfortunately, Dennis O'Regan decided to sort of take the brave man's option. He rein the horse back. He looked for a stride. And the horse put down a little bit. He lost valuable momentum. And from going into the fence two lengths behind, it ended up coming out 4 or 5 behind. And although he flew the last and stayed him very high, catching on the running, he just couldn't make up the lost leeway and ended up getting done by half a length. Very, very frustrating for those of us that backed him. But he's got a good chance to gain compensation here this evening. The ground on the easy side should be much more in his favour. Connections actually said after the race of the day that the ground would have been plenty quick enough for him down in Limerick. And he was really impressive the time before at Down Raw, clocking a fast time in beating Oath Keeper. He hasn't run around this track, but hopefully he'll handle it because he's quite a good jumper, and you can basically put him anywhere in the race because he's got a very high cruising speed. And although he faces plenty of informed rivals like Spiderweb, Voy, Morvan and Mine Now, who has only had the 3 starts over fences, but he's definitely improving, I expect Liam Cossack's 6-8-year-old Snugsborough Benny to justify my nap of the day there in the Galway Blazers.
And the final race.
On to the final race then on the card, a very competitive hurdle race here. On the go again, of course, comes here having missed the Galway Hurdle by one. It was actually number 21 on the card, first reserve, but didn't get in, unfortunately. And with the ground in his favour and the yard absolutely flying, Michael Morvani's already had 2 winners here this week, then this 5-year-old ridden by Davy Russell has got to go close. Ran well on the flat the last day, down in Down Royal and ground that would have been too quick. But of course, has got plenty of good solid form over hurdles in recent times. If there is to be a danger, well, I actually do think Dixie Lee could run well here from the Durdle McLaughlin stable. This horse is very impressive in beating subsequent winner Holding Pattern very easily down in Down Raw on the 22nd of June, and went to Belly Standing the night, but strongly fancied, but just got caught out by the way that the race developed. Was held up at the back by Mark Enright, and unfortunately they kicked off the front and he couldn't quite make up the lost ground on Dermot McLaughlin's 7-year-old, but she kept on really well late on to suggest that there's plenty more races to be run with her. She's 12-1 this morning, which doesn't look a bad bet, given that she's got a ground in her favour and she does want to strongly run 2 miles, which she should get this evening. So Dixie Lee is the each-way choice in the final race. OK, thanks very much once again for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. But we've got 2 more days to come at Ballybrit. We've got a really competitive mixed card on Saturday, which we'll be covering here at William Hill, starting at 2 o'clock. And then, of course, we round off the meeting on Sunday when we've got a whole day's coverage for you, which concludes with the Ahonora Handicap, Premier Handicap there at 3.55. So lots of racing and good racing at that to come. Hopefully you'll tune in for the two podcasts remaining, and I'll catch you again tomorrow. It's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.